213 Rock with Hair Egg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Hell yeah, sur la web rock station Vinnie Times, le classic rock radio. Vous savez quoi? J'ai un grand monsieur ce soir en direct. Il s'appelle Jeff Cott Soto. Hi Scott. Hey Jeff, how you doing?
Bonsoir monsieur.
Bonsoir monsieur Jeff Cott Soto. Comment allez-vous?
I'm really good. I have no French. I'm sorry. I should learn the basic words though. It's as many times as I played in France. I think I do know more, but it takes me a while to kind of settle in and remember.
Ok, donc vous l'avez entendu, Jeff Cott Soto est en direct ce soir, c'est un grand moment. Jeff Cott Soto a sorti donc son nouvel album intitulé Wide Awake in My Dreamland le 6 novembre dernier via le label Frontiers Records, qui inclut aussi un deuxième CD, un live at the Frontier Rock Festival 2019, mais tout ça on va le développer. Jeff, welcome tonight on 213 Rock, this is the name of the show and the name of the web rock station is Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, France. And thank you very much for accepting my interview request.
It's my pleasure, and I'm so happy to hear that there's a classic rock or any kind of rock in France, because of course you know that the levels and the I guess the acceptance of rock and roll these days is not as big as they used to be. So it's great to have people like you still pushing this music and holding the torch of rock and roll music.
Wow, awesome, nice words. Oh, merci beaucoup, thank you very much. Ouais, effectivement, vous l'avez entendu, il est très heureux d'être là parmi nous ce soir. Et nous aussi, on l'encourage effectivement, on push sa musique, etc. On lui apporte aussi notre soutien. Le sien, lui, c'est carrément sa voix. Vous savez, c'est un des meilleurs chanteurs. C'est vraiment un grand moment ce soir au sein de la radio Vinyl Times, au sein de l'émission 213 Rock. C'est juste canon, 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 quoi. Jeff, Wide Awake in My Dreamland, your new album was released on November 6th through Frontiers, your label Frontiers Records. The album was produced and written by Alessandro Del Vecchio, plus Fabrizio Scattoni on guitar and Edu Caminato on drums. It's a great lineup around you.
Yes. Well, there was no real band for this album. The songs were written by myself and Alessandro, and all the demos, when he was sending me the music for me to get my vocals written and all the lyrics written, all the demos he performed himself. So it was only my request is that I use my drummer from the band Soto. It's my longtime drummer and friend, Edu Caminato from Brazil. And that was the only request I asked for Alessandro to make sure that was going to be on this record. Alessandro played keyboards and bass on the record, so we didn't need to go out sourcing those musicians. And Fabrizio is a friend of Alessandro's. He's known him for a long time. He told him many years, I have to bring you into a project, into the studio someday. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Finally, it happened that he brought Fabrizio to record the guitars on my album. And of course, Fabrizio was nervous as hell. He's saying, oh my God, Jeff Scott Soto, he's played with Neil Sean and Brian May and Yngwie Malmsteen and Bumblefoot. Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Oh my God.
Yes, it's I was in the same situation last week when the record company in France confirmed the interview with you. I said, oh, I'm stressed. Oh, I have a pressure on my head. I'm going to talk with Jeff Scott Soto on there. Wow, just amazing. Alors oui, effectivement, effectivement, l'album il a été produit, écrit aussi par notamment Jeff Cott Soto et Alessandro Del Vecchio. Oui, à la guitare Fabrizio Sgattoni, il avait juste une requête, c'était Edu Caminato, notamment son batteur qui vient du Brésil, hein, notamment. Ça, c'était, il l'a mentionné, il a demandé à l'avoir, donc ça a été fait effectivement. Ils ont fait, donc c'est pas vraiment un groupe, c'est tout un projet et, avec notamment entre amis, et puis ils ont fait cet album qui est vraiment très bon, quoi. And Wide Awake, My Dreamland. It's a good melodic hard rock because the production is very modern. I like the mix. It's soft and aggressive at the same time.
Yes. And that's one of the great things about Alessandro. He's I've known him for 15 years, but it's taken him some time to make a name for himself. And I've watched him just grow so quickly. He's been working with Revolution Saints and Jorn Lande and Hardline. He's doing so many things for Frontiers. And I was watching him from the sidelines. I was watching from the side of the stage, as we like to say, and watching him grow as a great engineer, as a great songwriter, as a great musician. He's just one of those, and he's an absolutely great guy. So it was so easy to put us together and come up with this album. I think he did a fantastic job creating the songs, gave me the vehicles for me to put my voice on, and I think we created a great album together.
Effectivement, qu'ils ont fait un très bon album ensemble. Ça fait 15 ans qu'ils travaillent ensemble. Vous avez entendu, hein, il a travaillé avec Jorn, avec Revolution Saints, etc. Ouais, c'est très facile de travailler avec lui. C'est super cool. C'est un grand bonhomme. Vous avez entendu, hein, c'est juste cool, quoi. Ils ont fait un très gros disque. Oui, effectivement, un bon disque avec en alternance le soft et le côté agressif. Effectivement, en même temps, c'est juste cool, quoi. Ouais, effectivement, quoi. Love and suffering seems to be the main themes of the album.
Yes and no. A lot of the lyrics are they're really based on us as a society. A lot of the songs, especially the ones that have the word love, it's not necessarily about love between two people, mm-hmm. or a personal relationship. Excuse me. It's more about our love as a people and society today. Take, for instance, the song Love's Blind, for instance. It's not about the fact that love is blind. This is the old cliche, you know, when you're in love with somebody and you do anything for them, and you'll bend over backwards and fly through hoops of fire for these people because you're so blindly in love. This actually reference was more about my teenage daughter, who was going through some growing pains and some things that most teenagers go through, and she needed to find her love and acceptance inside her because her love for herself was blind. So I like to write my lyrics where they have double meanings, sometimes triple meanings. And people might think, oh, this is a love song or this is a breakup song. It has nothing to do with that. It's actually written about something about a little deeper about society. And that's what we've been going through, especially in the U.S., a huge division socially, politically, religiously, gender. There's so many things going on at the same time, and I wanted to write an album that kind of touched on those things, not so much about just the everyday love between two people.
Effectivement, le thème de l'album, j'ai posé la question s'il y avait c'était autour de thème de l'amour et de la souffrance. Effectivement, il m'a dit oui et non en même temps. Ça parle aussi donc des faits de tous les jours, que l'amour pouvait être aussi pour beaucoup de choses, notamment pas seulement entre deux personnes, pour beaucoup de sujets. C'est des thèmes qui sont assez profonds. Il a notamment mentionné des thèmes assez personnels, etc. Donc oui, effectivement, les lyrics sont autour de l'amour, mais pas seulement que pour deux personnes. Donc pour vraiment, c'est dans un développement. C'est là-dessus qu'il faut vraiment comprendre ces paroles, quoi. Because several tracks are related to this subject, you know, meeting, relationship, separation. Yeah. That's why I told you this question.
Yeah, and again, that's how I like to write. I like to write things where it sounds like it could be about one thing, but it's actually about something else. In the band Talisman, for instance, I'll give you a prime example. On a Talisman album, we had a song called Madison, and mm-hmm. Madison is the name. It's and when I wrote the lyrics, it's about this girl who's crazy and wild, and I can't tame her. I can't control the craziness, and it's driving me crazy, but I can't help it because I love her so much. And everybody thought, wow, I've never heard of this girlfriend that Jeff was with named Madison. That's because there was no girl named Madison. The song was about my dog. So I had a female dog who was crazy as a puppy, ripping things and making me crazy. Like, oh my God, she's so uncontrollable. And this, I wrote the lyrics that everybody thought I was writing about a human being. So this is the kind of stuff I like to do. It makes it more interesting for me to try to find A way that people will think it's about one thing, but it's actually about another.
Effectivement, oui. Je vais poser la question hein, concernant. Il y a quelques titres notamment qui parlent de rencontres, de relations et de séparations, etc. Et donc il m'a mentionné un titre de son groupe Talisman, le titre Madison notamment, qui parlait d'une fille notamment qui est complètement dingue, mais qui l'aime beaucoup en fait et sa chienne quoi. Voilà, c'est ça, c'est sa relation quoi. Donc c'est la joke de ce soir quoi. C'est assez marrant quoi, effectivement quoi. And the choruses are catchy and unifying as the lesson of love, the groovy love will find way, and more metal tracks as living in a dream and desperate.
Yeah, and this is the one of the great things that Alessandro did in making these songs. He didn't tell me at the beginning. He told me after we already finished the record. He said, I want to make the kind of record that reflects on the things I love about your voice, I love about your career. And if he told me this in the beginning, I would have been worried that he was just making a copycat of things that I already released. And I would be, no, I'm not interested in this. But because he didn't tell me, he just recorded the songs with this idea. Everything came out sounding like almost like a tribute to the things that I've done without it sounding like a ripoff. And that's what I love about the record. It sounds like a JSS album in so many ways of the different bands and different projects and different things I've done through the years. But it doesn't sound like it's just a rip-off, like a plagiaristic rip-off of things that I've done.
Effectivement, ce nouvel album, il y a quand même d'autres titres qui s'appellent Lesson of Love, qui est beaucoup plus groovy. Un autre qui s'appelle Love Will Find a Way. D'autres titres qui est beaucoup plus metal, notamment tels que Living in a Dream and Desperate. Alors oui, ça reste dans l'esprit de ce qu'il a fait avec GSS, notamment et des tributes, etc. Par le passé, ça ressemble effectivement. Il est resté dans la même veine en fait, Alessandro. Qui sont donc en fait, ils se sont mis d'accord là-dessus sur les thèmes et la musique. Elle reste vraiment dans l'esprit de ce qu'il y a dans la carrière, dans les 30 années de carrière de Jake Fatsoto. En tout cas, c'est juste dingue quoi, c'est crazy quoi. And in addition to Christmas time, there is a bonus CD live at the African Frontiers Rock Festival 2019.
Yes, I've done almost all of the Frontiers Rock Festivals. I think I might have missed one, mm-hmm. but I've done so many of them, and it's always a great time to do those things because first of all, I get to see so many friends and so many artists that are also signed with Frontiers Records. And we never really get to see each other or catch up because we're always busy. We're always on the road. We're mm-hmm. always, we live so far, blah, blah, blah. So the festival itself is always an amazing time. It's more of a time for me to catch up with friends and see bands and see my friends performing that I never get to see anymore. So for me, it was kind of it's kind of like a big party, and then you get to go up on stage and do your own party, and I was so happy that Frontiers wanted to capture this and release it, and they found a way to release it as first as a live stream and a digital download, and then of course giving it away for those who do not use the digital platforms. They only still prefer to buy the physical product.
Alors effectivement oui, il a joué donc il y a eu ce festival notamment sur le label Frontiers notamment à Milan. Ouais, ça a toujours été un beau moment pour lui hein. Ça a été un moment, donc le live at the Frontiers Rock Festival, c'est aussi l'occasion de voir des amis, de monter sur scène, de passer une bonne après-midi, de jouer, etc. Donc il s'est éclaté notamment, et ouais, c'était une grosse fête, c'est vraiment une grosse fête, donc c'est cool, ils l'ont enregistré, donc effectivement c'est aussi en bonus CD notamment sur l'album, c'est en deuxième CD, et en même temps il y a aussi une version streaming notamment qui est disponible sur les plateformes qui s'appelle Loud and Live in Milan 2019. Jeff, your career is just amazing. Rising Force with Amy Malmsteen, Talisman, Takara, Human Clay, Journey, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Wet, Axel Rudy Pell, Jeff Cotsoto, Sons Apollo, at this moment.
Oh my God, it's too much stuff.
Yes, hold on. An appearance and participation in tribute album for Deep Purple, the CDC, Queen, Aerosmith, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and you know what? Even the French version of Wikipedia has a trouble for following your career.
Yeah, it really is. When you look at it, it truly makes me look like the biggest musical prostitute around. It's so funny. But you know what? I used to get a lot of heat or a lot of negative attention for the fact that I was on so many albums and so many different things. In the past, people said, you know, Jeff would be he would have such a bigger career if he could just stay with one thing and stay with one band and stop jumping around so much. But you know what? I love music so much, and I love different types of music so much. I can't put myself in one corner and say, this is the only music, this is the only genre I want to be seen as an artist. I love the band Queen inspired me and also cursed me at the same time, because nobody will ever be as diverse as Queen and get away with so many different styles of music, from rock, jazz, blues, disco, funk, classical, opera, blah, blah, blah. There's so many things that this band has done, and it inspires me to want to do the same. I don't want to just be a rock singer, or a hard rock singer, or a ballad singer. I want to be everything. And that's the curse behind it, is it confuses people. What kind of artist is Jeff? Is he a rock singer? Is he a heavy metal guy? I don't want to be put in one category. I just want to be put in the category of being a world-class artist and be able to do everything that inspires me.
Ouais, world-class artist. Il a dit tout le monde l'a influencé, hein. Aussi bien le funk, le rock, le jazz, etc. Il a tout mentionné. Il veut pas rester dans un seul créneau. Il veut toucher à tout. Ouais, effectivement. Yes, Jeff, you touch everything. Like funky music, like Earth, Wind & Fire, like Kool & the Gang. You remember that? I love this music. I love this kind of music.
I grew up with soul, R&B, yes, funk too. Music, groove, all that kind of stuff before I got into rock. So that's in my blood before I got into
get
rock
down
or heavy
on
metal.
It. Get down on after. It. Come on it. Get down after. On it if you really run it.
I've always tried to incorporate all my influences in everything that I do, and it's funny because we're talking about Mike Portnoy recently doing interviews about Sons of Apollo, and people, you know, sometimes they ask him what is it like to work with the different members in the band, and one of the things he said about me, he said, I've never seen a singer that's able to inject soul and kind of R&B soul music into prog music. I think Jeff is the first one, and that's a big validation for me that it just naturally happens. I'm not trying to do it. I'm not trying to incorporate something that sounds unnatural. I just have this in me, and it happens organically. It just happens.
Ouais, effectivement, même Mike Portnoy le dit dans une récente interview, j'ai jamais vu quelqu'un, un chanteur, ou alors c'est vraiment le premier, mélanger le funk, le rock, le disco, le jazz comme ça dans ses influences, parce que ça se sent quand il chante et quand il propose, on sent tout de suite ses influences, et Jeff Cozzotto est le premier, c'est le first singer notamment avec ça, et ça c'est top. Et oui, Jeff Cozzotto, c'est un chanteur multiculturel, et ça c'est sa force, c'est énorme quoi, c'est vraiment une grande force. This is a big force you've got, man. Oh yeah, oh yeah, a lot of influence, very good influence. Oh yeah,
yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah, me too. I'm really fan of Earth, Wind & Fire. Really, really fun.
I have one of my favorites. Absolutely. I grew up with Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson.
Sam Cooke,
Temptation, the Jackson 5.
Yes.
My first big inspiration when Michael Jackson was just a kid. As a kid, I used to watch and hear Michael singing, and I thought, I want to be like Michael because I'm a kid too, and if he can make it as a kid singer, I can make it too. Well, I joined Yngwie when I was 18, so I guess I was still kind of a kid.
effectivement, il aime Michael Jackson, il aime Sam Cooke, il aime les Marvin Gaye, etc. Donc toute cette Michael Jackson étant jeune, truc. Ensuite, il était jeune, il avait 18-20 ans notamment lorsqu'il a rejoint Yngwie Malmsteen. C'était vraiment, il était vraiment très très jeune quoi. And you know what? Last night, Anders post a very special pic on his Facebook, a photo pic from 1985 in Japan.
Right?
Yeah.
That was my photo, the motherfucker. He stole my photo.
Yeah, I was very nostalgic.
That was a photo from my camera because I have the original version. I think I posted it before. So, I have many photos from that first tour in Japan and my time with Yngwie, and I have so many incredible memories of those times. Some are not so incredible, but that was the very beginning of my career. I was still a student, and I was learning how to become an international artist, and that was one of the greatest platforms to do that with Yngwie Malmsteen, because as you know, so many American bands, if I was in a band with just Americans, it would probably take a while for us to get to Europe and to the other places where we realize we have fans. A lot of American bands only stay in America, but my first taste of touring and playing on stage was around the world with Yngwie Malmsteen, and that was the best way to learn.
Ouais, effectivement, c'était la meilleure des façons d'apprendre, hein, notamment son premier line-up, notamment avec Yngwie Malmsteen à l'époque, c'était sur le premier album, et surtout Marching Out, c'était à cette époque-là, c'était juste incroyable, quoi, avec I Am a Viking, etc., Don't Let It Land, etc., I See the Light Tonight, ça, c'était des grands titres, c'est un gros album, notamment, c'était une sacrée expérience pour lui à l'époque, ça a été quelque chose, c'était fantastique, et la photo, elle vient de lui que Anders a posté hier soir. Donc là, on a la réponse. Ok, c'est cool. And Jeff, please, any news from Mike Portnoy and the next album, the Sons of Apollo album?
We are not making any new music right now because, we, as far as we're concerned, there's still unfinished business with the last album.
Okay.
The last album. We obviously, it's obviously known that we were just starting our European tour this year and we had to go home. We pulled the plug on the tour because coronavirus kicked in, mm-hmm. and we were extremely concerned that not only if anybody got sick, we have to deal with this from being away from home so far, but that borders were closing and that we might be stuck somewhere. So we decided to pull the plug on the tour. And for this reason, we want to make this tour happen first before we start talking about and looking at new music, because the album, I personally think the album was so great. If we make a new album and then do a tour for that, this one, 2020, the MMXX album will be forgotten, and it shouldn't be forgotten. I think it's very important that we go back out on tour and we finish the business that we started earlier this year.
Ok, donc pour le prochain album, donc Sons of Apollo, il faudra attendre. Hein. D'abord, ils devront terminer tout le business, toutes les affaires concernant le premier album, parce qu'il faut aussi il faudra continuer puisque le Covid-19, l'histoire de ce Covid-19 a tout bloqué. Donc dès que ça va reprendre, ils vont retourner en tournée, ils vont terminer la promo, terminer en tout cas ce disque auprès des fans, etc., auprès des concerts. Et donc là, ça sera, donc c'est important. Et donc je pense qu'on va pas avoir un album. Enfin, le prochain Sons of Apollo, ça sera pas avant 2 ans. En tout voilà quoi. And about Wet next album Retransmission with Eric Martinson and Robert Sol will be released on January 22.
Right. One of the positives I got out of the whole COVID event is that there's a lot of music that I was able to pull off. The Wet album was supposed to, we were supposed to start later and we were supposed to release it at a later time, but because I now had all this extra free time, and we all did, of course, we decided let's get into this record and get it done sooner. And it's another great record, another great release from these guys. It's just another band that I'm so proud to be a part of. I'm so proud to be working with Eric and Robert and all the other guys in Wet, and I think people are really going to like this new record.
Effectivement, que les gens aimeront le prochain album de Wet qui s'appellera Retransmission. Il sortira le 22 janvier. On a déjà le Big Boys Don't Cry, le single qui est déjà dans nos playlists, hein, 213 Rock. Ça, vous pouvez l'écouter. Jeff, thank you very much for this interview. I cross my finger for watching you on stage very, very soon this year, enfin next year.
Yep, merci beaucoup. And yes, we do have the I know we have the rescheduled dates for Europe. I think it's around
October.
I think we're coming in May.
Yeah.
So hopefully nothing gets canceled and we get to do this and we're all going back to normal again by May.
Ok. Donc on espère quelque chose pour le mois de mai, donc l'année prochaine. Ça, on croise les doigts. Jeff, do you have a message for the audience tonight? For the audience tonight, please.
The only message I have is I absolutely, positively love French people, the customs, the traditions, and the enthusiasm for music. I can't thank you enough for the many, many years of loyalty and following me and giving me the platform to do what I do. Merci beaucoup and be safe, and I hope to see you all soon.
Ok, Jeff Cozzotto était avec nous ce soir en direct sur Vinnie Times Classic Rock Radio, émission 213 Rock, Wide Awake in My Dreamland. Donc il est disponible depuis le 6 novembre. Fantastique, fantastique. Voici le single Love's Blind sur 213 Rock, le Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio. We'll be right back.